With AT&T, take your U.S. plan to Mexico at no extra charge. When you choose a new mobile share value plan 15 gigabytes or higher, place calls, send texts, and enjoy your plan data in Mexico like in the U.S. It's that easy. AT&T, mobilizing your world. Use in Mexico subject to U.S. plan rates, including international fees and overages. Compatible devices only. Fees, charges, and restrictions apply. Terms subject to change. See att.com/coveragemex or store for plan details.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mike Mays in the Trump Radio Network. Here it is, already the 19th of July, the Republican National Convention, and just a little over a year ago, Donald Trump had that crazy notion of running for president of the United States. Well, that, with his gumption, desire, and his vision, has landed him as the Republicans' candidate for president of the United States. Yesterday, it was a heartfelt speech by Melania Trump, and all of the progressives, they were so intimidated by the speech, they latched on to the 16 words in an 8-minute speech that were plagiarized from the elegant First Lady Michelle Obama, whose thesis from Princeton is the only one in history that was made unavailable to the public until a day after the 2008 election. Why was that? November 5th, 2008. Because it was a racist thesis about how difficult it was for a black person to be in a white school like Princeton. Well, I feel so badly for you, Michelle Obama, with a degree from Harvard and a degree from Princeton. So CNN and MSNBC are jumping on Melania Trump, 18 years in this country from Slovenia, a communist country, who loves this country with all of her heart, unlike Michelle Obama, who at the age of 44, being the first lady, said she didn't feel proud of this country until recently. You mean when those Americans gave their lives and wrestled down a plane so it wouldn't crash into the White House, she didn't feel proud to be an American citizen? How dare you, Michelle Obama? Tonight we've got a special guest. Right now, Adam Michael Sachs, Esquire. We're going to kick around all of these topics. I know that Adam has a few things on his mind, from immigration to terrorism to how women are being abused in Muslim countries to the hypocrisy of Hillary Clinton. We're going to go right over to him. Thanks for joining us tonight. Adam Michael Sachs, how are you doing tonight?
I'm great, of course. How are you?
Oh, I'm fired up. You know, I listened to Chris Christie's speech tonight, and if he would have come out with some of the stuff that he did when he was trying Hillary Clinton, I would have really been blown away by the guy. Did you have an opportunity to hear him try Hillary Clinton from the podium tonight?
Yeah, I've got really mixed feelings about him. He's an interesting character. I think that you're going to find him in the administration of Trump. Maybe he'll be the attorney general, for example. I think that's a strong possibility. He's a very bombastic guy. I don't know if you're familiar with the controversy that was regarding the bridges into New Jersey and some other things. So I think that he was kind of a lightning rod. But I'll tell you, I have Michelle Obama's dissertation,
Right.
The one that you just referred to, I actually have it. And it's pretty nauseating. It's pretty sickening. It's actually
Why don't you
very
fill
hard
us in
to
on
really
that?
Read. Well, I actually posted it publicly on Scribd, which is you can post documents like that. But the more interesting one that I have mm-hmm. I have Hillary Clinton's. And Hillary Clinton
Satanic one. Is that it?
Well, she actually wrote about Alinsky, Saul Alinsky. And if
right.
you look at the supposedly plagiarized materials that Melania Trump was saying about supposedly copied from Michelle Obama, actually Michelle Obama copied it from Alinsky. And that's pretty obvious, actually, if you look at it. It's actually much more so. But, you know, there's very little in the world that's strictly brand new, you know.
I hear you there.
Some of these concepts about, you know, being proud of your country and sticking with people and whatever. I mean, you know, there's only so many different ways you can say it. But it does show how hostile the whole idea of the country is so angry and so desperate to find a way to humiliate Trump or his wife or whatever. And it's the political game now is just ugly. It's just ugly.
There's
no fixing it. And we've come to see it as a form of entertainment. In the sense that, you know, we want to see, like, the fight part, the horse race part. And I think that we've all become addicted to reality television, which is pretty nasty. And I think the whole vibe is just heading towards oblivion, basically.
Well, you just messengered that to me. Everybody, if you want to take a look past the headline and actually read the Alinsky Model Thesis, Hillary Rodham Clinton, May 2nd, 1969, it'll be on Trump Radio Network on Facebook, Trump Radio Network on Faces. Also, the Michelle Obama thesis will be up there right after the show. So thank you, Adam, for forwarding those along. I
for
find
sure.
that
these are
people,
not these are mm-hmm. these are not easy to find.
Well, they didn't even let the public get into the Princeton one. You had to be an alumni. What's the difference between an alumni and an alumnus? Is you know, I can always get the get definitions from you. You know, I don't want to. Sometimes I think, oh my goodness, I'm not a lawyer, but
I think
I
would say that the alumnus would be one. And you're an alum or an alumnus, and then if there's a few, would be an alumni, you know, a group of alumni.
I got you. Okay, well, there you go. So her thesis was intentionally held back from the public.
Let me tell you some history here.
Love to hear it.
I grew up in New York, and when I was a teenager, I went to Trump Tower, which existed in those days. I was a big admirer of the guy, and I also went to Atlantic City, and I would get like a fake ID and go to Trump Plaza and then Trump Taj Mahal.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when he bought the Trump Princess, which was the yacht of Adnan Khashoggi, Saudi Arabian. Trump bought it from him.
We remember
and
Khashoggi.
I remember seeing it docked in New Jersey, in Atlantic City. I wasn't invited on, unfortunately. And I thought Trump was a really interesting guy, and what ended up happening was he was married to Ivana Trump, and he apparently started fooling around on her, and they ended up having a very a dramatic public divorce, and that was actually when I sort of started thinking that maybe I wanted to be a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And she ended up fighting with him. He had recently, at that time, purchased the Plaza Hotel, which is a famous hotel in New York. I was very familiar with it. It was right near Trump Tower, actually. And I remember the headline in the newspaper, which was published by Tom Likas' father. which
no
was,
kidding.
Yeah, the New York Post. It was Ivana says, "Give me the Plaza." And that was the line. Like in her divorce settlement, he would give her the hotel or whatever, which did not happen, as I understand. But I thought that was kind of funny.
Well, she
and
thought it was reasonable.
Yeah, you know, the least he could do. When you look at the entire set of circumstances, I mean, it's all pretty wild. And he ended up getting involved with this woman, Marla Maples, She lives in my neighborhood here in Calabasas.
Right.
And then he was with her pretty briefly, as I recall. And then ultimately mm-hmm. he eventually got with this Melania.
That's Tiffany's
mom,
right?
One time there was a...
Marla Maples is Tiffany's mom.
That's correct.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. You know, there's occasionally, you know, there's some kind of a question about these people. And my mother told me years ago there was a big controversy whether we'd ever have a president that was divorced, you know? And,
right.
You know, Reagan did it, and then, you know, by the time that happened, it was no big deal. So it shows you how things do change, you know? But
right.
In the context of now, you know, people are trying to suggest, I suppose, that Trump is crazy and unreliable and he's a cheater or whatever. But, I mean, compared to what Bill Clinton did, it's really – it's really no big deal, you know.
Oh, well, yeah. We, you know, I was a Democrat then. I condoned every single act of infidelity and of sexual harassment that he did. I looked the other way. I thought 1992 to 2000 was just out of sight and groovy and wonderful, and I just completely condoned it. It was past Bush number one, and I thought, you know, I was culpable of that, but I'm not going to give Hillary that pass, and I know Donald Trump is not going to give her that pass for condoning, either.
I think what you really have to recognize about them, and by them I mean Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, is that their marriage is a business relationship.
Right.
I'm very convinced that she is a lesbian and always has been.
Mm-hmm.
And he is someone who is very image conscious and very concerned with, you know, being able to portray himself correctly so that he could, you know, reach his political ambition. And she, to me, is the really ruthless one. Whereas, he's much more of a good guy. You kind of get the feeling that if you ran into Bill Clinton in life, you know, he would hang out with you. You could have a couple of beers. He would stay up all night telling you war stories, you know. He's like a fun guy, whereas she is a calculating bitch, you know?
Well, that's
and
let me
I
give you a quick
her,
let
I
me
find
interject.
Her terrifying.
Well, I'll interject here. I was with the House of Blues in the Foundation Room, which is their VIP area, back in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
And Bill Clinton came there a couple times as president and performed with Saturday Night Live, both of them, both of the guys, the band there, and Secret Service and everything. And he loved to press the flesh, Bill Clinton. Yeah. And he was very comfortable with – I don't mean harassing women. I mean, you know, once you got past the Secret Service, you could get right close with them. How you doing?
He loved the folks. Always did.
And yeah,
Hillary,
that was my assessment.
You could much more see if you were in public or if she was the president and she'd say, you know, get your filthy fucking hands away from me, you know?
Absolutely.
You know?
That's it.
So if you look at her now where she has this Huma Abedin, who's an agent of Saudi Arabian intelligence, and she has Sidney Blumenthal, who's Jewish, but he's anti-Israel and an anti-Semite. And if you see how she has been secretive, she's actually very unethical and rather Nixonian. And if she ends up being the president, we are going to have scandal after scandal. Look at the way she handled the Clinton Foundation and this nonsense with the emails on her own server and everything. Can she be the president with all the nation's secrets? That's a sickening thought.
It is a sickening thought. And I'm not an attorney. I'm just a guy that takes a look at a situation, and if it, and I dig a little bit, I dig below the surface. I love Bill Clinton. I did, but I see that she's a foul ball. She's foul. So I voted for Hillary in 2008 only because I thought we'd have a little bit of the jet trails of Bill Clinton. And I thought, God forbid that McCain dies. That was the McCain. That who would become president? Sarah Palin. Now, that was an awful – that was the only reason. 2008, I went for Obama. 2012, I couldn't vote for anybody because it was – I already knew what kind of person Obama was, and I couldn't relate to the Mitt Romney and the Stepford Sons. But with Hillary, what was interesting, Adam, at all the fundraisers in 2008 – you know, people didn't want to see Hillary at the Hillary fundraisers. They wanted to see Bill at the fundraisers, the one
yeah, of course.
Bel Air in Beverly Hills where you know, the meet and greets. You know, I was lucky to pay.
Who could stand to be near Hillary?
Pantsuits, exactly. I went to one for Hillary at the Beverly Wilshire Theater. Just to see what it was like with the Hillary only one, and Gray Davis was there and a few other people, and who cares really? The fun ones were where Bill Clinton was. I end up getting laid afterwards. Honest truth.
Great.
There was a gal there who had the Bill Clinton book. Remember the one that looked like the Torah? It was so thick, and you know it was thick, and she wanted to get it signed, and I had my book too. I said, screw it. I don't need my book signed. She's fine. I said, Bill, would you sign her book? She signed her book, and I ended up having having a nice summertime with her. So thank you, Bill.
No, that's great.
Yeah,
no, I'm happy if it paid off for you, but I think that he's very, very weakened. He's had open heart surgery. She is going to be the one, and she is going to run wild. And I think she's a disgusting person. I think she's a sick person. And I don't think the country can handle it.
Why?
I know that people have a lot of reservation. Sorry?
Mm-hmm. Why do all the Democrats?
I know people. I think people have a lot of reservation.
Won her.
No. I don't think they had a choice. I think that a lot of people have a lot of reservations about Trump. And that's what we should be talking about. Because he is a strange character, and he is actually been acting in a way that was not very presidential. Just as a small example, if you look at him with the debates when Megyn Kelly was the moderator, I'm a big fan of Megyn Kelly, and he said to her, he said blood was coming out of her eyes and somewhere else too. I mean, what kind of screwed up thing is that to say?
Not presidential at all.
And the things that he has commented on with respect to Hispanics, some of them are rapists and some of them might be nice people. I mean, these are things that when you look at the general election, I mean, he needs to get votes from Hispanics. And if he's going to come off as though he hates Hispanics or he's a racist or whatever, you know, that's not going to fly. You know,
and I agree with those points. I agree with those points 100%. They're on my list too. And when he refers to supporters of his that are African American or Latino, he can't say, "Oh, there's my African American," or "There's my Latino." It's just not taken well. You know, there's a way to say, "I appreciate the Hispanics for Trump. I appreciate the African Americans that are supporting me." It just sounds a whole lot better than the way he has delivered his appreciation or has talked about the way sanctuary cities have not allowed ICE, the Immigration Customs Enforcement, from deporting felons, whether they are Israeli, Russian, or Mexican. And, you know, that is a way to present an immigration case, not by just blatantly doing it the way he's done it. And he has to act more presidential, as you've said. So, that's something that he's got to pivot on big time and be more inclusive. And I thought Melania was a pretty good beginning in that, in her speech, when she included Hispanics, African Americans, and Muslims in her address.
Well, it's going to have to be dealt with somehow. There's no doubt about it.
Right.
So I think that right now we really are at a major crossroads in the nation. And I think that that's probably the biggest issue today. I think we're standing at this precipice, and we don't really know what we want to do. But the threats are for real and have never been more serious. I mean, if
Absolutely.
You look at the terrorism happening all over the world, and we have the President of the United States not acknowledging it. Just not acknowledging it. Just the president is saying, well, we can't say it's Islamic terrorism. He doesn't want to call it what it is and deal with it because he's a hopeless advocate of Islam. And I think that he had really, in that sense, lost his mind. And that's a big problem. It's a very big problem. I don't know that we ever really overcome that in terms of Obama, and it's going to be a big problem for the country. And I'm afraid that Hillary is just going to be more of the same. You know,
I can't understand the logic of bringing in more people that want to kill their host country.
Did you see how much money she took in the Clinton Foundation from Saudi Arabians, United Arab Emirates, Qatar, hundreds of millions of dollars, okay? So if you think that she's going to be the president and she's going to come on TV and say anything negative about Muslims, you can forget it, okay? I mean, she is bought and paid for, okay?
She is bought and paid for. I agree with you.
And I don't mean halfway, man. I mean she is bought and paid for.
And rather cheaply, don't you agree? For considering the wealth of the world, if she's only got $300 million, considering the wealth of Saudi Arabians and such.
We know that she doesn't care about the country, and she does not put the country first. And we don't know how much of that secret information that she was screwing around with on her BlackBerry got into the hands of our enemies, okay? And you
right.
see how the system protects her and how ultimately the FBI and everyone else are afraid to come after her, and it's all a big joke. You know, even Comey, who's a supposedly spotless, you know, uncorruptible FBI director – he didn't recommend prosecution because he's not stupid, okay? And the reality is that Loretta Lynch, the attorney general, same story. She's not stupid. She said, you know, if Hillary becomes the president, will you keep me on as attorney general? And the answer is going to be absolutely. Okay? So that's the story.
And it's unbelievable that you and I see things crystal clearly on a national security platform, on a, you know, we're trying to protect the opposition, meaning the Hillary supporters' families' lives, from collateral damage of terrorism, and they think that we are just being indiscriminately xenophobic. And I just don't get it, Adam. I don't get it. I don't, you know, what about the families in Riverside that were thrown, that threw a baby shower for the Muslim lady that came on in a fiancé visa, and then she wants to blow up the whole building of people that threw a bridal shower, all the collateral damage, including.
Yeah, that's not unusual.
I know, but don't other people get it? I'll admit I'm not the sharpest knife in the toolbox, but it seems crystal clear to me. What is it that people aren't seeing?
Well,
about the vetting process.
I think we've certainly lost our way as a society, and people are sort of bumbling around. People are fatigued. That's another thing. This is what's called civilizational fatigue. If you look at a better example of what's going on, for example, in Sweden or in Germany, in Sweden in particular, they opened their doors to these refugees from Africa and from Syria, and they've had a huge number of them come, and they're attacking Swedish people. They're raping Swedish girls. They're doing all kinds of crazy shit. And the answer to the Swedes is to take more of them. So you have a situation where people are not in reality, and they're tired. They believe that they deserve problems, and they don't want to fight anymore. They're not willing to fight for their country. I mean, on some level, there are those who look at the whole election cycle as some kind of a sporting match. And Trump, you know, he's from reality television. I mean, he was a TV star. He was on The Apprentice, you know?
Yeah, so, I watched it.
I mean,
I didn't like him at
the
beginning.
An extension. Well, I don't know.
I mean, because of his personality, I did not like him at all at the beginning, and it took me a while to separate his issues from his personality, and that's how I talk with people who don't like him. I say, let's separate his issues from his personality. I can understand if you don't like his personality, but let's talk about issues. So I hear what you're saying about reality TV and you're fired and all that, but he could live as a billionaire and just not give a crap about this country and just live happily ever after. So it just shows me a lot of his intent, and not for power, because very few people are saying that he just wants power. I think he really cares about this country. Am I being naive, Adam, or do you think
he cares about
this country?
I think he loves the country. And the problem is Hillary loves the country too.
Yeah, but for like she likes,
you know,
like
very,
a farmer likes cows.
Very different. No, very different vision. That's all.
I don't know. I'm almost speechless. I know we had a few other topics that that you had been talking about. Let's go over to some other things that have been on your mind lately. Let's see. You were bringing up. We're looking at Europe. I don't know if you were talking about you know, how all the progressives like the the abortion law. You know, they want Planned Parenthood, and I really don't think that'll ever be touched when Donald Trump is elected president. Even though you know, the diehard evangelicals, you know, believe, have their beliefs, but the progressives, you know, who idolize the Norway and Sweden and the European progressive countries, they haven't taken the time to look at the abortion laws in those countries, where a woman cannot abort a child in most countries after the 22nd week unless they get a government approval, or the woman's life is at risk, or I mean, you know, people want to pick and choose their political correctness or their laws. They don't, you know, they just are impulsive. They don't read. They don't care. And then they want to move to Canada. Pivoting to Canada and their immigration laws, if you don't speak French or English, and I would love all the listeners to just to go to the Canadian immigration site, and this is not a knock on Canada. They're a sovereign country. www.cic.gc.ca. And look at their immigration laws. If you do not speak French or English, you don't qualify to be an immigrant to Canada. If you are not financially solvent, you don't qualify to be an immigrant. If you have committed a felony, or the interviewer's neck's back hairs on their neck goes up in Canada, you don't qualify to be an immigrant. Everybody wants to go to Canada. And there's sovereign, there's laws, and you know, in countries that are even called developing countries, third world. I like the Philippines, but so I went and checked out there, you know, if I wanted to retire there. Well, you know what? You've got to show that you have at least $30,000 in a bank account in the Philippines, because they don't want any deadbeats moving to the Philippines. I mean, everybody So why does the United States have to take in people that first of all are going to have as many kids as they want to, and then get rewarded by getting more money, more housing, more schools, and then they're going to have a population advantage over people that were financially responsible with their procreation? And then they're going to have a voting block, and then they're going to say, well, we want policemen to be the same ratio in our neighborhood as the population, or we're going to vote you out of office. I mean, it makes me feel like a jackass for being a compassionate liberal Democrat the past 35 years. It's like, see, now we're going to screw you. I don't know if you have any thoughts or comments on that bubble that's come to bite a lot of people in the butt.
Well, I think abortion is a settled issue. Well, I don't think it's a real conversation.
Right.
It's been settled law for quite a long time. It was 1973. But if you look how far back, I mean, every time they bring it up, when they try to start something with it, it only makes it stronger. So,
right.
Nonsense.
Anyway, right.
I got to do some reading here.
Well,
looks like
it's
Milo Yiannopoulos got dumped off Twitter. Unbelievable.
You know what? You have gone above my. I didn't get the inference. I could just let it go, but what does that mean? What do you mean?
Milo Yiannopoulos is a British guy. Very interesting men's right guy. He's just been suspended from Twitter permanently.
Oh. Community standards type of thing?
Basically, they love the left and hate the right. Is how it goes. So anyway, send me an MP3, okay, Mike? I'll talk to you later.
You will get your MP3, and thank you so much, Adam. Do you want to let people know where they can get a hold of you? Because you do all types of legal work in the state of California and New York. Where can people get in touch with you?
Arizona, Alaska. Call me toll-free, 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320.
Adam Michael Sachs, thank you so much. It's always great to have you here. And we look forward to having you again. Have a great evening. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. That's Adam Michael Sachs, and we're always glad to have him. He's a regular on the Tom Likas Show on Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 o'clock. And make sure to follow him there. And, again, let's thank Adam Michael Sachs. Always informative and wonderful to have on the air. You can call in right now at 760-454-7012, 760-454-7012. Of course, I want to thank our sponsors tonight, Stiffy Off-Road Accessories, Stiffy, STIFFY, Off-Road Accessories. For the finest in off-road accessories, use Stiffy. www.quadflags.com, www.quadflags.com. Just mention you heard it here over on Trump Radio Network, and you'll get 10% off on your first order and free shipping. That's for all your off-roading accessory, flags, antennas, light-ups, everything that you need to go off-roading. You can get it and get the best quality with the lifetime guarantees on most of their products. Stiffy Off-Roading Accessories, www.quadflags.com. Again, we're taking calls at 760-454-7012, 760-454-7012. Again, let's also by Marty's Hamburgers, home of the combo, for the finest in hamburgers, hot dogs, veggie burgers, turkey burgers since 1955. That's right. Go to Marty's Hamburgers in Los Angeles. The very best. They make the burgers right in front of you, fresh, never frozen since 1955. Amazing, amazing, amazing. It's a little shack, hole in the wall next to the fire department by Rancho Park Golf Course, serving generations of families. That's Marty's Hamburgers, home of the combo. And I know that so many listeners have gone there with their parents and are taking their children there. Just go there. Enjoy. I know you love it. Also, Trump Radio Network is brought to you by Wyland Trucking. Wyland. Call old cousin Kenny. Tell him Mike sent you. And don't just get your load there. Get your load there safely. Wyland Trucking, 818-362-7155. Wyland Trucking. Just bug them. Tell him you need some stuff moved cheaply. No, he's not a mover. He's a trucker. Trump Radio Network is also brought to you by fashions to you serving the senior community in California and Nevada. Fashions to you. It's where all you community, all you activity directors listening, give Neil Newman a call at 310-963-1218, 310-963-1218. He'll bring racks of clothes and accessories for your residents, have a nice fashion show, and he's been doing it for over 30 years, serving the senior community in California and Nevada. Fashions to you. Give Neil a call. All these numbers will be up on the Trump Radio Network website. Fashions to you, serving California and Nevada for over 30 years. We're also sponsored by FanDuel, 1 day, 1 week. Hey, have a little fun. If you need some tips on fantasy football, go to VJ Wright. VJ Wright is the fantasy football master. That's a free ad for VJ Wright. VJ Wright Sports. And anyway, also this Thursday night, for all you wrestling fans out there, I want you to check out the Lewis's Sports House, Sportshouse, on Blog Talk Radio from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Lewis Sports House, and they're going to be talking wrestling for 2 hours. Great, fabulous four-way there, and with Dan Sulkowski and Pittsburgh, PA, Luis Estrada, and Mark Mancini in Los Angeles, and VJ Wright over here in Sherman Oaks, California. Four crazy guys that know their wrestling. That's Lewis Sports House on Blog Talk Radio. Check them out. Also, on Tuesday and Thursday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Mark Mancini Sports Stables. Check them out. And great guests and good sports talk Tuesday and Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Blog Talk Radio is also brought to you by Zappos, free shipping and returns. Zappos. Also, the Corner Bakery Cafe, catering to must have now. Delta Virgin Atlantic is also a proud sponsor of Trump Radio Network. Keep climbing. Delta Virgin Atlantic. The Southern California Ford Motor Dealers also sponsors Trump Radio Network. And we have a caller coming in. We'll get to that caller in just one moment. This is Mike Mays for the Trump Radio Network on Blog Talk. You're live on the Trump Radio Network.
Yes.
Who are you and where are you at?
This is Mazda. I'm from Orlando.
Mazda, nice to have you in the Trump Radio Network in Orlando. Stand by. We'll be with you in just one moment. This
hey,
is the Trump
if I could vote
Radio
for,
Network.
If I could vote for Trump. If I could vote for Trump.
Okay, we've got a couple people there in the hold queue, and we'll be with them in just one moment. So just stand by, guys, and we'll be with you in a moment. So thanks. Just stand by. Blog Talk Radio, and the Trump Radio Network is also sponsored by Kellogg's Mini Wheats. Start every day with Kellogg's Mini Wheats. So we're going to go over to Mazda in Orlando. So Mazda, let's see. Mazda is going to be coming in right now. Just 1 second, Mazda, and we'll have you coming in. Okay, we've got Mazda on the line from Orlando, Florida. Mazda wanted to talk about the Iran nuclear deal that Obama has signed with Iran, and that Hillary, as the Secretary of State, has already put her signature on. Welcome to the Trump Radio Network, Mazda. How are you doing?
Thank you very much, sir. I hope you're doing great, too, and, you know, we are happy that Donald Trump is nominee, finally, and things will go move forward.
Well, thank you. So you have an opinion about the nuclear deal and Hillary Clinton, how she worked to give Iran this nuclear information. What's your opinion on that? What's your information?
You know, Ayatollahs are just a bunch of, you know, puppets and bunch of criminals and terrorists. Therefore, any deals with any terrorists, government or regulation is totally null and void, and you know, this ticket that they have given to Iran and Ayatollahs to get atom bomb is insanity. And, you know, this nuclear deal never supposed to be happened, as Donald Trump said many times. And we hope that he will be elected and he will be torch that nuclear deal in front of TV.
Well, I agree with you. Why do you think that Hillary Clinton and Obama would want to give nuclear abilities to an unstable power like Iran in the Middle East, where there's so much unsettled political atmosphere in Egypt, in Jordan, in Syria, in Afghanistan, in Iraq? Why is this logic, in your opinion, to do that? You mentioned earlier that maybe there's a bribed money, but if everybody's in danger, why do you think Hillary and Obama are doing this? And do you think it's too late for Donald Trump to reverse it?
No, it's not too late, because a new administration has its own rules and regulations, and very immediately they can make a new law and, you know, just say the nuclear deal is totally unacceptable, and, you know, Iran is already test a missile just yesterday, and it was going to about 2,500 miles. And although the missile didn't go through all the way, but Iran is keep breaking its law and order. And we need a president who brings law and order to the world.
Oh, boy, that's really something. And I didn't hear any information from Obama or from John Kerry that said that Iran has violated this nuclear agreement. Have you seen them say anything about that nuclear agreement?
I don't see anything. And Iran is violating because they can, because they don't give a damn. That nuclear deal was, to them, is a goddamn piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, you know, just playing around. Just Ayatollahs are not trusted people. They're killing their own peoples, and they have fingerprints every country, everywhere you go. They have done bad things, and any other countries like Iraq, Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia, and etc. So even to Argentina, if you remember. So you know what I'm talking about, Argentina. So this regulation of Iran, Ayatollahs are ruled by force to the people of Iran, and therefore they have no legitimacy at all. And any deals with this government basically is null and void in the eyes of the world.
Now, you have a lot of information. Are you from that part of the world? Are you
No.
From the Middle East? Or no?
No, I am an American.
What, excuse me?
I am an American, but I am, you know, reporter, and like every other reporter, we get the news of every country, and we are familiar with all the majority of the nations.
Well, Mazda, I'd like you to stay in touch with the Trump Radio Network so that we could compare our notes regularly on regarding what you have, because you are very well informed in this subject.
I appreciate you. Thank you very much. But remember, Iran has 100,000 missiles pointed at Israel and American forces in Middle East. And also remember that this terrorist Iran government is, you know, basically is not sitting around. They are very busy, and basically this government of Iran get $150 billion prize, and basically if it's like somebody did a bad thing and then you give them money, that's wrong. This they should be punished. They should put a lot of, you know, economic boycott. Everything has to be boycotted with Iran, and they have to bring Iran to its knees and let the Iranian people take care of their matters into their hands.
You know, it's crazy that they got $150 billion from the United States, like we have this money to give away. Why do you think we gave this money to them? It was to help them out, or was it extortion money? What's your opinion?
It was silly things to what we did, and it will have a complications for all of us as a whole world. And you know, these Ayatollahs are just bunch of, you know, terrorists, and our job is supposed to be, we don't deal with terrorists. Unfortunately, we did deal with the terrorists. So what message is going to send throughout the globe?
Yeah, it's going to well, we've been sending a message of weakness for the longest time, that we're weak. Absolutely. Is there anything else on your mind, Mazda, that you're doing a story on that you'd like to talk about while we have you on international radio here?
We hope American people, when they vote with their conscience, and we hope that, you know, whoever is going to be the next president, we have to accept that. That's a fact.
Yeah, oh boy, that's a fact. Hopefully it won't be Hillary and more years of Obama. That would be horrible. Did you get to hear Adam Sachs? Better yet, different. Did you get to hear Chris Christie's a speech tonight from the convention?
Yeah, it was a mock trial for Hillary, and we did see that a lot of people what they said. Yes, I did. We reporters, we are always on top of the line. Yes, we have seen the information.
What did you think about that mock trial?
I mean, exactly.
Theatrics, but powerful, huh?
Yes. Christie did a great job, indeed. And again, right now it seems Donald Trump has few more points as of right now than Hillary. If I'm wrong, please correct me.
Well, I think he does. He just has to earn more votes from maybe from the, like we talked about earlier, from the Latinos and African American and the disenfranchised Sanders voters who hate Hillary. I got a call from actually Cleveland from the headquarters GOP, and that is the focus more of to talk with those voters about what is their issues and to work with those voters.
Exactly, indeed. But again, nuclear deal supposed to be in his first agenda. I hope that not forgets what he said.
Oh, absolutely. That's going to be a good one. I hope that you will become friends with me on the Facebook, Michael Mays on Trump Radio Network, Mazda, so that we could communicate both on the screen and also privately. If you could do that,
I will try.
That'll be great.
I'm very busy, but I will try.
Well, thank you for calling, and it's been wonderful taking your call. Please follow the Trump Radio Network. We're expecting either Don Jr. or Ivanka to call in, if not tonight, by Friday. So please stay tuned.
Yes, I appreciate your time that you've given me to give my views on nuclear deal with Iran.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for taking the time for calling from Orlando, Florida. Thank
you. You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Bye. Bye now. I'll put you in the mute if you want to listen. There you go. That was from Florida. And we're going to bring in another caller right now. And he's been patiently listening. Let's just do one promo, one break here. Let's see. I just wanted to thank another sponsor. The Trump Radio Network is also, we have a new sponsor, a national sponsor, a very special sponsor, the Smile Train. Smile Train is sponsoring the Trump Radio Network. You know, for only $250 donation to Smile Train, you could help a child that was born with a vitamin K deficiency, with a cleft lip, cleft palate, and change their life. SmileTrain.org. SmileTrain.org. And you could really make a miracle for them. Blog Talk Radio is also brought to you by Ford Motor Company, the Southern California Motor Company, and the Ford National Company. Test drive a Ford today. We'll be back in just one moment. We're going to be live from the Republican National Convention in Cleveland.
There's when you arrange for some Trump wine to be drunk,
right?
We got
some special guys here. I'm going to let them bring themselves in. Why don't you bring yourselves in, guys?
All right, I'm going to introduce ourselves. We're a group of guys who've been Skyping for a long time, a little over 10 years. You have Deputy World Commander. He'll introduce himself there.
Good evening.
Good evening.
From New Orleans, Louisiana.
All right, we got Falcon Day Ripper. Falcon, introduce yourself. Falcon. Falcone. All right, I'm Frank from West Virginia. We're in West Virginia, Wheeling, the Wheeling Feeling. And Selwyn, introduce yourself.
Yeah, good night. I'm Selwyn, Brisbane, Australia.
All right.
Good day, Brisbane. You got some pretty good basketballers coming out of Australia, you know. I'm very fond of Stephen Adams. He's giving everybody a lesson in toughness, as is Kyrie Irving, but most people don't know Kyrie Irving was born in Australia.
Stanley Cup this year, man.
The Pittsburgh Penguins, brother. The Pittsburgh Penguins. Hey, I'm sports and social commentary, but I got a 1975 Super Bowl ring that I paid dearly for, so I'm all burger all the time. I don't even let my sports – my sports guys, I don't even tell them about TRN because they're all pussified. So let's get down to it and talk about making the United States a safer place.
So, all right, go ahead.
All right, guys. So you all watched the convention the past couple of days. Let's talk about Chris Christie putting Hillary on trial, doing what Comey and Lynch wouldn't do. I'll let you guys handle. You guys know your rotation. Let's get it going. What did you think about Christie putting Hillary on trial?
Deputy, you go. Deputy, you there? Well, here's what I thought. I thought it, man. It was guilty. The woman is guilty, and we let her ride, right? This woman I've been telling the world is guilty. She's evil. She's a criminal. I was sitting here with my wife for 29 years, and she is a Democrat, and I told her this woman is evil and guilty. Now, what did you think, Falcon?
I thought, Christie's, the format was okay. The delivery was okay. I mean, I get it, all right? I just don't think it had the kind of impact that it could have had. And I think he should have mingled it with a little bit more uplifting rhetoric at the end, you know. But, I mean, somebody had to do that, right? I mean, somebody at this point, somebody had to put Hillary on trial this convention, and Christie was elected. And I probably did about as good a job as anybody there would have.
Well, he certainly was informative. He was able to go A, B, C, D and fill people in that, I mean, you guys and I know what below the headlines, a lot of people don't know below the headlines. Hopefully they were watching. What do you think?
I want to hear more about the Clinton Foundation. I want to hear more about how Hillary made $150 to $200 million in 5 years. All right. We all know about the emails now. As egregious as that was, to me, the real crime is the profiteering whilst being our public servant.
Yeah, that's fun, man, too.
You know, and I don't begrudge anybody making a buck. I don't begrudge anybody making a buck. But $150 million in 5 years by trading influence for these bogus speeches.
And what I think this is, let me comment on these foundations. She's setting up the Clintons for foundations to go four generations forward, okay?
Generational
money. Like the
Carnegie
foundations, like the Kennedy foundations they set up and such, all right? Trump, I was explaining to my wife tonight about the Kennedys, how Joe Kennedy was a rum runner and turned into creating one of the big political families of my history anyway, modern history, and how they, fell in shame and disgrace, okay?
85% of the donations go to administrative costs.
Yeah.
Clinton
they just conference. Peel off the top like
quote unquote administrative costs, right?
Yeah,
you got to check that on every charity, but that's the way they go. A lot of them.
How do they get away with it?
They just pay their family money to run the foundation, and a lot of them, like you ever get called from the Royal Fraternity of Water Buffalo Sheriffs Association.
Man, that you don't ever give to a non-tax deductible. But this is like the Kennedys, what I'm getting.
And if she could have pulled this off after they left the White House, fine. But she did this, in our house. Okay,
But then what?
Yeah.
Why would people want to give her money? Give Bill Clinton speakers money if they didn't have access to her power? She's busted. She got busted.
Nah, she's.
But I want to hear more about it. I never hear Comey didn't want to talk about it. I want to. Do you know, Mike? Is this still an ongoing investigation with this Clinton Foundation or what?
Yeah. Well, it's ongoing, but no one wants to be the person to have the presidential candidate for the Democrats to be indicted. Everybody's pussified. Yeah, what's happening is that she would tell Goldman Sachs that you're going to pay my husband, the former president, $500,000 for the speaking fee, and it's on. You can go see the disclosure on this to go talk up in San Francisco. Give him 5 days at a class one hotel, at a 5-star hotel. He's not going to fly on anything less than a G6 aircraft.
Yeah,
Gulfstream, and he's going to have
corruption, man. It is
all corruption.
Went to Orgy Island, okay? He went over there with that dude over to the island with all
Jeffrey Epstein, right?
Yeah. So they're selling influence. They're selling these Washington. They're selling to their buddies, and they don't want nothing to change, man. I'm telling you, they're frightened, man. They're frightened right now. Did you watch Rachel Maddow last night and Chris Matthews? Did you watch that?
I can't watch either of them.
I can't either.
Frank's the only one that can watch this. Even though I got a big belly, I still want to hold down my food. They're disgusting people.
Yeah. Then Rachel Maddow, when that woman was telling her story about her son dying in Benghazi, and I know she politicized, and everybody felt for her. Rachel Maddow's comment is, I want to turn the TV off right now. That was it. They didn't want to hear it. Chris Matthews, it was the most vile thing you've ever seen, ever pulled, all right? Wow. Wow.
I don't know how someone could say those things.
She's the one that lied to parents over flag draped coffins.
You can only forgive a person so far, you know.
I can't forgive Hillary, and I'll give you some open disclosure here. I put this on the internet. I was a very big Bill Clinton supporter from '92 to 2000, and I most of my adult life I was a liberal Democrat.
You're around that area, man.
Well, I came to LA when I was 10, but nonetheless, who was my first baseball hero? You tell me. If you don't get it right, I'm a head. You got that right. You got that right. You get to stay.
Right.
Of course, it was Clemente. But here's the deal. I didn't think 92 to 2000 was that bad, really. I thought Clinton had.
We made a lot of money, dude. That was the prime of my goddamn life, man. That's where I made all the fucking hit on the internet bullshit, man.
Okay, I thought it was pretty good for the country.
Well, I did very well under Barack Obama, too, in the stock market, believe it or not. I'm up a little over 300% in my IRAs and 401ks, okay? So you never heard me bitch about the dudes in his economic QE1, QE2, okay? Because that was a total bumbling that he bumbled and made the rich, us investor class, a little bit better off. The poor class got no access to credit, okay?
Our question is really is how Trump is going to relate to Black America, which has been hit hardest with the invasion of 40 million illegal Mexicans in 35 years. All right, they've been hammered the hardest.
Mm-hmm. let me fill you in. You're all familiar with what sanctuary cities are, aren't you?
Yes.
You know, Australia. You know what a sanctuary city is?
Someone.
We're gonna. All right, we'll tell you what sanctuary cities are to all the listeners. It's a city where illegal aliens, and we're not going to just say it's Mexicans, because it could be people from Israel. Disclosure: I'm Jewish. An illegal alien's an illegal alien, and if you're taking off of the sucking the teeth of the American taxpayer, you're still stealing from the taxpayer. But because we share a border with Mexico, it just so happens to be that more are Mexican. But sanctuary cities are cities where illegal aliens commit crimes, and then our federal government, through ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, they come to deport these felons. And the sanctuary cities prohibit ICE from deporting felons. If they hit and run people, if they commit felony
shoot
theft,
people,
whatever the hell it
is. Isn't that a California problem, though, man?
No. There's 350 sanctuary cities across the USA. 350.
There you go. But it's a real big problem in California. I'll tell you one thing. I will testify on a stack of Bibles. I was hit by a car in Beverly Hills down by Sunset and rolled my car over daytime. A lady tried to make a right-hand turn from the middle lane. I was in the right lane. You turn left from the middle lane or go straight.
They drive crazy out there, immigrants, man.
Actually, 33 states, I believe, have sanctuary cities. 33 states.
Right. It's through the church. They give out this card called a matricular consular card, which means it's like Monopoly money. They just say that someone's been here for 5 or 10 years. It's baloney. But long story short,
let me tell you the.
Wait. Let me tell my story. I got to tell my story. The lady, she rolls my Prius over. She's in an SUV. It's daytime. We go to exchange information, but I'm hurt. Her and her teenage daughter run back to her car when I turn my back, and with their rear wheel up against the wheel well, the smoke is spinning. They run away, but some tourists catch their license plate. Now, Beverly Hills is part of L.A. County. It's Sanctuary City. So there I am, injured. Thank goodness some tourists caught their license plate, but Beverly Hills didn't go after her. Because it's like, why the hell should we go after her? We can't, she's illegal. They found out she's illegally here. Now, brothers, if it was you from Australia here on a visa or passport, you'd be in jail. If it was anybody legal citizen, felony hit and run, because it's a hit and run. I'm three hip surgeries later, a guy that used to play you know, aggressive basketball, I'm happy that I get in the pool and walk. Those MFs.
I just had a new hip put in, man. So.
I've had four hip surgeries.
He's had four hip surgeries.
Well,
right?
then when I hear four hips, I hear infection. And so
I got infection. You got it. You got it.
Yeah. And then I hear pick lines and all types of complications.
All the shit. Two pick lines, yeah. Two separate.
Well,
two.
Sorry to hear that.
No way, man.
We can have some commiserating off the air on that.
Can I say one comment here on immigration?
You can have,
I don't know much.
You can have two comments, even. Go ahead, brother.
I hope Trump listens to this, all right? And Trump started this and didn't continue on this. And it was very disappointing me, all right? And he has disappointed me on this fact for a long time. This immigration is fucking funded by the motherfucking Roman Catholic motherfucking...
Hold on. Excuse
my line.
I'm FCC regulated.
All right.
But I feel the passion.
By the Catholic Church, that Catholic Church behind all this immigration from Guatemala and Panama and all those squatting countries in the Central America, they're the ones getting all those Central Americans pumped right up to the Mexican border, and they're the ones smuggling them in, and they're the ones bringing these people from Syria in, and they're scattering across America through Catholic charities into every single community that has a Catholic church.
Well, Syria goes to the mosques, but go ahead, you're rolling. Syria goes into the mosques.
Yeah, little disagreement with the fellow from Rome, okay, look at that communist pope they have from Argentina, okay?
No
and
kidding.
He got into burp with the pope there when the pope does his little bit of communist Cristo crap, right? And Trump sort of dropped it, but he was on to something when I'm getting at Donald. They're behind all this immigration crap, okay? And they do go into the Middle East and get the Christians. And I don't know. He's jagging them Christians out of the Middle East, Catholics, right? And it's all for the profit of the Vatican, too. Okay? And they build a wall around the Vatican, all right?
Oh, yeah. That's- and there's a wall between Mexico and Guatemala, by the way. Mexico built the wall. Go ahead, you're rolling. Let's go ahead.
That's Guatemala. We call that Guatemala. That's where Jeb Bush's wife was from. He went to the University of Texas and went into international studies of Mexican language, and he was a prop for Hillary Clinton, all right? It was. It was an act of love. What the heck does Donald Trump think about an act of love, man, all right? He was a sellout from the beginning, and I'm telling you. To take Bush down, man. It wasn't so much for Trump. We were started out anti-Bush. And that's the truth. We started out anti-Bush and we went to Trump real fast because that was the fastest way to the solution of our problem. He came in this race to take Bush out, okay? Because he was sick of Bush. I was sick of Bush. Bob was sick of Bush. You were sick of Bush. And everybody in the world was sick of Bush, okay?
That's true. I was not a Bush supporter at all. I did not want to go to Iraq. I was protesting on Ventura and Laurel Canyon against going to Iraq. I knew it was wrong. And, you know, sure enough, it was wrong. It destabilized that whole country.
Yeah, those were the neocons, right? That was the Cheneys.
The Cheneys, he was the puppet. He was the puppet master.
Well, I met Dick Cheney. He was a fine man. I had a beer with the guy, okay? He had good intentions, and he got extremely wealthy. Well, he got his new heart, okay? It's like the bear or the guy in Wizard of Oz. The one with the heart. The lion.
Ryan got the heart.
Okay. And he got his new heart. He mellowed out it, right?
Well, I'm in ground zero, man. I've been talking about this since 1980. I saw this invasion coming. I've seen what it's done to California. I've seen it suck the resources of the state dry. It's sucking the resources of the country dry. It's changing the DNA strain of our inhabitants. It's dumbing down our schools. It's overcrowding our roads, our hospitals, our schools, our prisons, our national parks, our beaches. Everything is suffering. There's nothing good that's coming of this. And the 50 cents an hour we saved by having our, Pedro trim our trees for us, okay, we're paying for about 5 trillion times over. So it turned out not to be cheap. Turned out to not to be cheap at all right?
Oh, we're not saving
it. It's diminished these black people. The black people have just got wedged out of the entry-level part of our economy by a more motivated, more prolific people. And they're the ones that have suffered the most, and that's why they're so on edge. They're hopeless. In the inner cities, they're hopeless. There's a 60 to 65% youth unemployment rate in this country. That's ages 16 to 19, the times when you need a job the most to keep a kid off the street, right? And now these kids are just being absorbed by the gangs.
and they're growing up basically as just more fodder for our criminal justice system.
Well, you know, what you're saying is right, and there's another problem, and I'll refer you to a friend of mine and longtime radio talk show host, Larry Elder, who talks about no fathers in the household, that African-American families don't, you know, that there's no fathers in 75% of the households. And there's incentives from the government to have more babies. And white families do have this too. It's not just black families. And the statistics show that there's a 20 times higher rate that these households, children, will go to jail and will not have a high school degree. And it's the social system rewarding households for having fatherless households. And I will tell you, my dad was an absent father. He had gambling issues, so they stayed together till I was 16. But yeah, I don't, you know, I'm not asking anybody to testify here. I'm just saying, if you have a father who's a gambler, it's just like having an absent father, and it's just a miracle that all of my other friends were going to school, going to college. So I did what my friends did.
Well, you had a good mother, though, right? You had a good mother, all right?
She was pretty good. She still is pretty good.
Well, I have a thing on that, too. It takes one good parent to raise a child, all right?
And not what's better good, not, realize,
because there's so many one-parent childhoods, they don't all put out bad children, all right?
Well, I'm just going by statistics there.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not,
yeah,
you know, the statistics say that, and if families are incentivized, if women are incentivized to pop out babies like Pez dispensers,
about
immigrant families, it's like, I'm going to come in strong now, saying, you know, a lot of people that are citizens. They say, well, how much do I make a year? Let's see, it costs about, and how many kids can I afford?
We did the math. It comes out, we talked to them, and here we actually talked to them physically. What was that fucking? There was three of them on disability and a double one in Indiana. They were all getting disability food stamps. The husband went and worked at Walmart as a flashlight cop, and they're pulling in with all their shit over $3,000 a month, all right?
Well, there you go.
And they were living in BF Indiana, man, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and if they have another kid, then they're going to get another $300 or $400 a month, more access to medical. And meanwhile, while one of us is having a cardiac arrest, their kid is being seen by a primary physician.
Well, they complained about their deductibles and all the pills they ate while they sat around the mobile home, man. We talked to them physically.
How come people don't see what we see so crystal clear? How come? I don't understand it.
You actually talk to these people every day. You want to hear angry people? Talk to a Brit. Tell them about the Brits, Falcon. You want to hear anger, right? Our angriest person in America is happy compared to a British white male age 50, right?
They're the angriest
people on the planet Earth, okay? By far, the angriest people on the planet Earth is a blue-collar, 50-year-old white British male, right?
No kidding.
They've been cut out of everything on the globe. Clearly. You want to hear anger. We'll bring you in. You'll hear real anger. Anger. Real anger. Well, they just
I get enough anger from my social networks here of media people, sports people. I just watch. I don't even comment politically on my sports networks and my voiceover networks. Because
was more envious of somebody living in the Gaza Strip, because the guy living in the Gaza Strip ate better than him. Okay, and had better access to resources. How about that? And that Gaza Strip guy hates the dude that lives in Israel, all right? You hear them go at it. Good God, man. They get in there and they just fight like girls, man.
Nah.
Well, that's... You ever hear that's a Nakba? You ever hear a Nakba?
Nah.
I'd,
you ever hear that?
I don't know if that's a group or a name.
No, Nakba is the night in 1948 where the Israelis kicked all the Palestinians out of their country. Okay? It was the night of terror to the Palestinians. And the Palestinians in Gaza Strip all have their piece of land they're going to return to after they wipe Israel out, okay? And they're scared of Nakba. What is that talking? Nakba, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Nakba.
Yeah.
So what do you think? If the election was held today or tomorrow, you think Trump wins this thing?
Boy.
I think it's going to be so close.
I'll tell you how close it is. I got a call from GOP this morning from Cleveland, and they said you got to focus more on talking with Latinos, African Americans, and Sanders swing voters on your show.
You're on Black Talk Radio.
That's how close it is.
I was at the bar today, okay, drinking, and some dude come in, and he was like an independent landscaper type guy, if you know what I mean, scratching it for a living, mowing grass. He was so animate Trump, and he was a Democrat his whole fucking life, man. And he turned to me and goes, man, it's all about these women, man. They don't get it, man, all right? And
well, I don't think we can count on the black people. No, I don't. I don't know if Trump can get 10%. Maybe, but I think that'd be about it. I really do.
It's too emotional.
It's women, man, dude. It's women, man. You got to pass it on to that GOP party. If you get, it's women. They got to convert these smart women that we surround ourselves with that do not get it. Okay. They don't. They bought into all this social crap, this homo crap. I mean, that gay crap and all that crap, women crap, crap. And they view Hillary as like a savior for the LBG and whatever those other people are, the confused people, right? And I'm serious, man. I'm serious.
There's a lot of angry people with microaggression, and they are not. They're only emotional, and they really don't look at the issue. But I've had a lot of Sanders supporters here, and we've looked at issues that they weren't just yelling obscenities or tried to. And we talked about the issues, and they said, "Oh, Trump is a lot like Sanders when it comes to five or six issues." I said, "Yeah, he is." When it comes to certain issues, and when it comes to LGBT, there's women and gays have nothing to worry about with Trump becoming president because
that's what I explained to him. If I was one of the, you know, after Lando, man, come on, man. If you were gay after Lando, come on, man. Wouldn't you go to Trump's side because he knew who was behind Orlando? That was a hate crime. Terrorist Islamic crazos, man, against gay people. We talked to these Arabs.
Exactly.
Gay people. You know that. They hate them, man.
Well, Obama won't say radicalized Islamic Muslim terrorism. It's easier to get a dick in his ass than for him to say those four words. And you see, you guys are a bad influence on me. For me to start saying those things.
On the world, man.
But
now,
that's
here
true.
We have Belichick. He's from Algeria. Let's see if he picks up. And then we got our Gaza Strip guy comes in about this time every night.
Yeah.
They get up early to pray, man. And
well, I'll tell you about Israel. It's what Golda Meir said. Until they start loving their children more than wanting to kill us, there'll never be peace.
because Israel does not want to spend millions of dollars on defense when they could spend money on amusement parks. And I can't get in touch with groups like CARE, the Coalition of American.
I talk into the radio show every week. You should hear me, man. I call
You talk to CARE.
I'm a co-host into the two main dudes.
Oh,
man, what do you mean?
Well, I can't do it through social media.
Machine Tawali, PhD, co-host Sundays at what time? Fuck, I can't remember.
Oh, then ask them. You want to set them up? Here's how you set them up, because they're so full of it. Ask them if they're against terrorism, and make them say yes or no. Don't let them get into their their rants and all this crap. They're going to say yes, we're against terrorism, and then say okay, great. Then tell them. The United States State Department has said that Hamas and Hezbollah are terrorist groups. Are you against Hamas and Hezbollah? Yes or no? Don't tell me about the occupiers. Are you against Hamas and Hezbollah, two terrorist groups? You will not get them to say no. And that's the same for the Muslim Students Association, the Muslim Students Unions at colleges from New England to California, and Muslims Against ISIS. All these groups that say that they're against terrorism support Hamas and Hezbollah from in the mosques all over the place. So you got a little more information and ammunition against those duplicitous people that call themselves the good Muslims. They have to denounce.
No. Hashim Tawali works a broadcast. Republic Broadcasting Network is a anti-Zionist Jew-hating organization. They let all these people do radio shows that hate Jews. You said you were a Jew, right?
Yes, I'm a Jew. I've got two
horns. Are you a Zionist by chance?
I've got two horns and a tail to prove it.
Are you a Zionist? Because they're everybody's anti-Zionist, whatever the hell they are, man.
Well, see, but
trying
anybody
to figure out who Zion people are, man.
Well, you know, that's a joke. That was a joke. You see, a Zionist could be defined as someone as a Jew that aggressively takes land away from people, Arabs for like colonization.
Yeah.
Or it could be defined as someone that protects their land when seven countries come to put you into the ocean, like in the Seven Day War in 1967. Now. I happen to think it's someone who's trying to keep themselves from being obliterated as a sovereign state, which the United Nations made Israel in 1948 when people escaped Hitler's tyranny. So as a Zionist, I wouldn't say that I'm a Zionist insofar as colonization, but insofar as the right and survival is Israel as a country who's come up with 72 Pulitzer Prize winners, Nobel laureates, invented the cell phone, and the immunization.
These guys.
They don't get it.
With trigonometry, man. All right, they invented trigonometry, the quadratic equation. And the bicycle in ancient Rome, and they said they invented the wheel, but then we tell them they didn't even exist when the wheel was, all right? They can't figure it out.
That's the thing about a lot of the Muslims and things like that. I'm telling you, the Jews in Israel Are you familiar with the Iron Dome system? The Iron Dome defense system.
They've worked it up, according to our friend over in Israel. He sort of knows what he's talking about. Iron Dome and made it better. All right.
Well, Iron Dome shoots missiles out of the sky that are aimed at at civilian populations in Israel. Now, it would be much easier just to blow the hell out of the people shooting missiles at your civilian population. Who wants to be so civil as to blow missiles out of the sky that are coming to kill your civilians?
Obviously, first of all, you have never talked to anybody from Gaza Strip. I'm trying to bring him in on the call right now. He's praying. He'll be here in a minute.
Oh, I've been to Israel 8 times. I've been to the Gaza Strip.
These people in the Gaza Strip think differently than anybody on the planet Earth, all right? There's only like 1.5 million of these fucks over there. I mean, these fellows over there, okay? And they truly think they're going to defeat Israel someday and return to their lands, and it's all going to be good, right?
They're putting
98% unemployment rate, all right?
And they're putting bombs on their kids?
They chain smoke cigarettes, build houses, and build bombs and put
bombs on their kids.
No, they got, according to them, they don't do that, all right? Before Hamas took over the bomb crap, right?
In the Gaza Strip are welcome to be full members of the Israeli Congress called the Knesset, and there are members that are part of the Knesset, and they are citizens of Israel, and if they wouldn't go with machetes and kill people in the civilian area and run people over, they could thrive as citizens of Israel with full voting rights, which they have.
Yeah,
if
but you triple-tax them. You don't give them anything for free, they say, okay? They say you triple. These guys can't even get iPhones, according to them, man. I don't know. They said you triple-tax them. You won't give them concrete to build tunnels, and you charge them too much for gasoline.
You mean the tunnels that are used to go into Tel Aviv and blow up hotels?
Yeah.
Damn it!
Life
is a drag, huh?
He can speak English better than I can. He complains a lot. You cut off their electricity at night, okay? His internet is only intermittent during the day, all right?
They shouldn't even have internet.
To be able to
triangulate attacks on civilian sites.
What do you mean? They come in these Skype chat rooms, these Arabs. Donald wants to know how the Arabs coordinate their shit. They're doing what we're doing exactly right now, and we hear them live, all right?
Yeah.
They blame shit on internet, recruiting off the internet. Tell Donald, the Republican National Committee, here you got a group of dumb fuck old people here, and we do a better job than the U.S. government monitoring these monkeys on the internet, okay?
That's right.
We actually set up direct pipelines to these monkeys. We can hear North Koreans talk and everything else.
Absolutely.
We have never talked into North Korea. We've talked into most of the countries in Africa that speak English, every other country on the globe that speaks English, and we've never talked into North Korea, man.
You can get North Korea through Periscope. If you ever go on Periscope.
All right, now this girl, she won't pick up. She's a paid Russian Trump troll, okay, paid by Putin. The troll on the internet to push pro-Trump. Did you hear about those ones? We got a couple of those live, man.
No kidding.
Putin put out these paid trolls, and they come in and trolled us, and they were all pushing Trump. And we were all Trump fans, and they just, like, wandered away, man.
The Russians are pushing Trump, for sure.
Russians are pushing Trump big time, man. You wouldn't believe how big the Russians are pushing Trump, man. Blow your mind, man.
Well, they see him as very reminiscent of Vladimir Putin, yeah, at least, yeah. It's, you know.
I mean, paid. These are paid.
I don't know what their motivation is. What is their motivation?
Now, when we get on, they hate Hillary. She is a thief. And they view Trump as somebody who can deal with Vladimir Putin on the same level.
I got you.
And strength and all that. Manliness, all right?
Oh, they want to have a they want to have a better life by America being stronger. Oh,
yes.
Of course.
And we'll open up immigration to them again. We'll drop the sanctions on them again. We'll sell them cell phones again. They'll be able to travel freely to Brooklyn again or down there, wherever they live, in New York City again. They'll be able to buy real estate on the Gulf of Mexico again. You know, all that little shit, all right? They're all disgruntled over the Olympics, and they blame it on you-know-who. Okay? They got booed out of the Olympics. You wouldn't believe how the Russians hate fucking Hillary, man. You wouldn't believe. They mock Obama, man. It's terrible. We try to defend the guy, but it's hard.
Well, who respects him internationally, really?
Well, nobody.
Nobody.
We have
perspective by our age to see where this country has gone in the last 30 years.
Nobody respects Barack around the world, is what I'm getting at, all right? And it's just, we sit here day after day after day talking to people all over the world, and I all laugh at our president, and we were defending him there for a couple minutes, and then we all gave up too, and George said, what the fuck? I mean, what the heck?
Well, I'll defend him against another country, because I'm a proud American, because he's still our president.
Yeah,
not my president. No way.
Well, that's still the way I roll.
He's evil, man. He's evil. He's deliberately trying to change the racial makeup of this country. I wouldn't piss on him to save his life.
Well, that's you're entitled to your opinion. I'm not going to drill you for having your opinion, but.
He's a traitor. He's an absolute traitor, in my opinion.
He very well could be. I don't like the way he is empowering radical African Americans to shoot police. He's kind of like giving them the wink and the nod. But I don't want to. He's still our president to me.
I can't wait
for him to be out of office. But I have this weird. I have this patriotic alliance to the office of the president, and that's just me.
We all did. We're patriots, and that the world was attacked, there was nuclear fucking warfare. Yeah, we'd back the guy, you know, we'd like stick up to the fellow with his white thigh and cry and shit. So, you know what? He didn't fuck it up, I can tell you, man.
Hey, I want to make sure that we stay in touch, because I've got another 8 minutes, and then I'm going to be wrapping it up. But
contact there, man.
Mike Mays.
There's all sorts
of Mike Mayses out there, all sorts of them. Mays?
It's Laker Mike. Laker Mike in sports.
Okay, Mays.
You'll see a picture of Howard Cosell with a cigar.
Just Laker Mike?
Yeah. I'm on there right now, so you
right,
on my Skype.
He'll hit you now, man.
Yeah, picture of Howard Cosell. I got you. There you are.
There we go.
I'm sending you. I'm Falcon.
The Ripper.
I'm sending you a contact right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna be on TM.
Stick around, man. 8 minutes left. I'm going to.
You'll see my contact request when you get back on Skype.
I'm on Skype right now.
Trying to figure out, are you really working with Trump and the boys up there in Cleveland? Because we'd like to talk to some real people, man, in Republicans.
Let me accept your contact. What do I do? Just hit your avatar?
No, I accept button.
I got it.
Yeah.
I don't use Skype. I use Skype. I'm on TMZ Live quite a bit, so I use it for that.
Well, you just ran across. You ran across the Skype assholes. We're the longest continuous running Skype room that there is on the planet Earth, all right?
Well, that's great. I like it.
Well, we had a website, all the shit, did all the bullshit, and then, well, you got what you got, man. We're all pretty good at talking, a lot of us are, and some aren't so good, all right? You, if you stick around sometime, we will get to meet a lot of interesting people, all right?
Yeah, we during the day, we got our Brits in here, we got our Russians in here.
Yeah, man.
We got our Muslims in here.
Yeah, Canadians, jeez.
We'll call you in the morning. Do you work, or are you retired?
No, I'm a talk show, radio talk show host on Fox and ESPN.
Really?
Yes, yeah, and I also have this through the Trump Radio Network. It's an outreach to
Trump Radio Network. What we do, man, I get that literally on Blog Talk. You know, this is the black person's talk radio station you're on. Did you know that? It's all black people on Blog Talk. We were banned for life. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Well, we were banned for life because we had a discussion one night with some major. Who was he? It was too bizarre. We'll tell you a story some other time. The theory of evolution. We had a discussion on the theory of evolution, and we were kicked off the Blog Talk. What?
No, that's funny.
It's not as racist as it sounds. We're just trying to hammer home the truth to black people about how they're getting screwed by these so-called progressives, and yet they keep pulling the handle for them time after time after time.
Well,
it amazes me.
Maze. Yeah, see, I got you. Yeah. Well, that's an intellectual argument. Now, that's not to say that blacks are not smart. They're just as everybody's just as smart, but it's letting your, a lot of times I voted with my heart over my head, and it's very hard to sometimes to discern something with your head over your heart, and that's why African Americans vote for Hillary over, and Democrat seems like that means the fair, like democracy. If the Democrat Party was called the Jackal Party, people would be voting Republican, blacks would be voting for Republican, but Democrat sounds like democracy, like fair. Hmm. Doesn't that sound like the way it is? Democracy? If it didn't have that, if Democrat had the name of anything but Democrat, call it the, Republic is almost anonymous. Call it the Valpak. How about Valpak? Like those Valpak, I'm looking at Valpak coupons.
I'm currently watching the Game of Thrones, man. Just one of those political, you ever watch that? That's pretty wild, Game of Thrones. But, yeah, man, I agree with you on that. They're led down the path by the Democrats. The Democrats were the Dixocrats of the South before. They were the ones that kept the black man down. They built the Great Society, LBJ's project, and it failed, man. That was it. And the only person who can correct the black problem in America is the blacks themselves. They certainly cut me out of the equation, okay? I'm no longer a denominator in their problem, all right? And they did that to me. They don't want my help to solve their solution or their problems and any solution to any of the problems they have as a group, as a whole, all right? And they have to do it on their own, man, because they just told me to screw off and I'll kill you, man, all right? That's it. I'm backing out, man.
I put it a different way. There's a terminology called white privilege that we hear. Have you heard it? I'm being a rhetorical.
Yeah, I don't believe. Except for a second, where I come from, you were dirt poor and you went to college and got a job and worked at the clipboard and then happy.
Well,
man,
you know where I come from. I come from Highland Park. So that's blue collar, man. But I have a website that I've just been letting it grow organically, or a Facebook page called White Privilege is a Racist Term. So whenever anybody uses that term, especially a white person, I tell them that that's a racist term. Unless your name is Carnegie or Rockefeller or Trump.
Okay.
But even the Trump kids don't have white privilege, really, because they had to roll up their sleeves. But I'll include them in having privilege.
Well,
so,
yeah, we all did, maybe, because we were white. I really don't know, okay? I have no clue, man, all right?
Well, I got a clue. I have a clue.
I've been around white people, all right? I have no clue about a lot
Well,
of
I
that,
haven't been around white people only. I went, you know, and I'm going to, I got 60 seconds, but I went to the same school that with Warren Moon, the football player. We graduated together. It was totally bust and integrated. So since I was in junior high, so I know what I definitely had the benefit of integration, and for all of the growing pains.
Only white can be racist because we're a member of the rule or the majority class. And to be a racist of the minority class is impossible. And that was a lady we talked before you, all right? So if that makes any sense to you, make sense of that. Don't make sense to me.
Well, I understand the law. I understand that statement, but it's completely a victocratic statement. Go follow Larry Elder. Larry Elder, you're going to love him. Guys, let's stay in touch. 10 seconds
all
until the sign off.
Out of here. All right.
Hey, I am so glad to meet you guys. You've made my week. This is Mike Mays for the Trump Radio Network. Guys, why don't you sign me off for tonight?
With AT&T, take your U.S. plan to Mexico at no extra charge. When you choose a new mobile share value plan 15 gigabytes or higher, place calls, send texts, and enjoy your plan data in Mexico like in the U.S. It's that easy. AT&T. Mobilizing your world. Use in Mexico subject to U.S. plan rates including international fees and overages. Compatible devices only. Fees, charges, and restrictions apply. Terms subject to change. See att.com/coveragemex or store for plan details. With AT&T, take your U.S. plan to Mexico at no extra charge. When you choose a new mobile share value plan 15 gigabytes or higher, place calls, send texts, and enjoy your plan data in Mexico like in the U.S. It's that easy. AT&T. Mobilizing your world. Use in Mexico subject to U.S. plan rates including international fees and overages. Compatible devices only. Fees, charges, and restrictions apply. Terms subject to change. See att.com/coveragemex or store for plan details.